This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, broadcasting from St. Louis, home of the 50-year-old Gateway Arch, where they come from far.
Vancouver, Canada.
And they come from wide.
Oklahoma.
We're from Bowling Green, Kentucky.
At just before 6 p.m. at the National Gateway Arch, the golden sunset casts a parade of long fall shadows from the steady stream of tourists still visiting just before closing time. This shimmering, metal-perfect parabolic arch rises from the ancient banks of the Mississippi River like some calling card left by intergalactic aliens.
Don't touch the arch. Don't touch the arch.
It does look like the remains of an alien civilization, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Planet, do you think
they came from? Oh, I don't
know that.
Pluto.
The National Park Rangers run the place, but seemed wary of the media around closing time. This ranger talked like we had stumbled into Area 51 in Roswell. She had no clearance to talk to us.
Anything that you want from an employee needs to go through the superintendent's office.
But of course, anyone can go up in the arch, riding in little pods that take you up 630 feet. Now that's...
It's good.
Good?
Yeah.
It was different. It kind of a clanking, rotating. Yeah. It was state of the art back in the 60s, but now it seems like ancient.
Making you a little nervous?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was just pretty cool what it was doing and how they actually got you up to the top. It was pretty neat.
I remember it like it was just yesterday, almost 50 years ago, going up in the arch as a little kid. We rode in tiny little pods that looked like Alka-Seltzer pills or poker chips with just four seats each. It's still the weirdest, noisiest elevator ride, as you can hear from this YouTube video. Moving up and sideways at the same time, out of the little windows at the top, you could see the same horizon explorers Lewis and Clark saw more than 200 years ago, and the millions of settlers who followed them west, giving St. Louis the gateway name. My parents took us to every USA historical tourist attraction, from Paul Revere's ride to the Cowboy Hall of Fame to the Hearst Castle and everything in between. The Gateway Arch, though, was the strangest and the coolest. Cool because it was so visually magical, like a chain loop for giants to attach a winch and just pick up the state of Missouri and haul it away. Strange because it seemed so unconnected with the rest of the city. I remember the smell of Switzer's candy ropes being made back in the 60s, one of the few things operating on the riverfront then. All gone and totally changed today. Cornell Harvey was a Boy Scout back in 1965 who was there on a hot October day at the dedication of the last segment of the arch. A 14-year-old then, he is retired, living in the suburbs today.
Well, back then it was like the gateway to the West. It was like a key figure for anybody that was visiting to have like something they could pinpoint on St. Louis that this was the gateway to the West, which it was. I have traveled all over the world, and any place that you go to, if you tell them that you're from St. Louis, the first thing they say is, you've got the arch. You're from St. Louis, you've got the arch. So it's monumental.
20-year-old college student Kia, who's lived all her life in St. Louis and works at the arch today, says that it is still remote from the city. As much as she loves the arch, she says it still has some work to do to live up to its promise to the people of St. Louis.
Definitely has a lot of work to do when it comes to everything. I feel like the arch could symbolize it to make it, you know, move forward. But a lot of times things just happen. It's never going to change to me personally. But it's good to have something in the city to represent. This is what we stand for, the Westford expansion. Actually seeing growth, that's what it all was about, to expand the United States. So a lot of stuff has to stop happening in the city with black-on-black crime and racism and also police brutality. So it's not just going to be just the arch making a difference. A lot of things within the city itself has to change first, I feel like, in order for the arch to really represent St. Louis.
As we left the arch, as the sun was setting, a little girl was looking up at the top, which seems to stretch forever. She kept touching the metal. Her parents kept trying to get her to go, but she kept saying, I'm touching the arch. I'm touching the arch. Maybe she was getting a message from the aliens. We are here today and tomorrow at St. Louis Public Radio. Stay with us.